Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second. The shortstop, Rabbit Moranville. Batting third. The third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tommy Griffith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Friberg. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jigger Stats. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wilbur Cooper. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Wilbur Cooper. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Huey Kritz. Batting second. The left fielder, Billy Zitzman. Batting third. The third baseman, Chuck Dressen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ed Rausch. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rube Bresler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Kurt Walker. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Bone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Brugge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dolph Luke. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Dolph Luke. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Luke, and towards Kritz, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dressen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz hits a line drive into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville misplays the ball. That's an error on Moranville. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fragaw fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Brugge fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brugge. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into center field. Rausch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Friberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Friberg is called out on strikes. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffith. The throw from Brugge and he is out, Kritz applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rausch. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Moranville applying the tag. Two outs. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm strikes out. One out. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Luke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dolph Luke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Zitzman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Fragaw hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Roush. Fragaw reaches second base with a double. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffith hits a fly ball into center field. Roush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-1 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zitzman hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0-for-1 in the game. Dressen hits a fly ball into center field. Stats settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Freiberg bunts in front of the plate. Brugge fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. the Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rausch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler is 0-for-1 in the game. Bresler hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bone is 0-for-1 in the game. Bone hits a fly ball towards center. Stats settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Stats. Rausch goes all the way around to score. Bone moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Reds. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-1 in the game. Brugge hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 0-for-1 in the game. Stats hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper bunts between the mound and first base. Luke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Stats moves to second. One out. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Stats moves to third. Two outs. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Moranville takes first base on ball 4. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moranville. The throw from Brugge and he is safe. Moranville steals second. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fragaw is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dolph Luke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luke is 0-for-1 in the game. Luke hits a fly ball into left field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-2 in the game. Kritz hits a fly ball into right field. Griffith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Zitzman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Griffith who is chasing the ball. Zitzman reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0-for-2 in the game. Dressen hits a pop-up towards first. Grimm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0-for-2 in the game. Griffith hits a pop-up towards third. Dressen juggles the ball. That's an error on Dressen. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett bunts in front of the plate. Brugge fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffith moves to second. One out. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Freiburg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch. Freiburg reaches second base with a double. Griffith scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 1, Reds, 1. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 2 in the game. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Freiburg scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stats hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm moves to third. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Stats moves to third. It's 3-1, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 3 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stats scores. Cooper moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Harry B. Miller now pitching. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moranville hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fragaugh hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Cooper scores. Adams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams scores. Fragaugh moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hartnett takes first base on ball 4. Rube Benton now pitching. Bernie Freiburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiburg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Freiburg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rausch, who is chasing the ball. Freiburg reaches third base with a triple. Griffith scores. Hartnett goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-1, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zitzman. Grimm reaches second base with a double. Freiburg scores. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Cubs. Jigger Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Stats hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grimm scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Cubs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stats. The throw from Brugge and he is safe. Stats steals second. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stats scores. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Cubs. Neil Brady now pitching. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brady fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Rausch hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stats, who is chasing the ball. Rausch reaches third base with a triple. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler is 0-for-2 in the game. Bresler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bresler for the out. One out. Kurt Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Freiberg. Walker reaches second base with a double. Rausch scores. It's 12-2, Cubs. Sam Bohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bohn is 0-for-2 in the game. Bohn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Frege fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0-for-2 in the game. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rabbit Moranville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moranville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moranville hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fraga hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Griffith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Griffith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brady fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brady. Fraga moves to second. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Brugge and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Fraga scores. That run is unearned. It's 13-2, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brady fields it and throws to first for the out. Griffith moves to third. 2 outs. Bernie Freiberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freiberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Freiberg hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Neil Brady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brady hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Huey Kritz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kritz is 0-for-3 in the game. Kritz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Zitzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zitzman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Zitzman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zitzman for the out. Kritz moves to second. Two outs. Chuck Dressen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dressen is 0-for-3 in the game. Dressen is hit by the pitch. Ed Rausch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rausch is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Rausch hits a fly ball into left field. Freiberg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kritz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jigar Stats is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stats is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stats hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wilbur Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Rube Bresler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresler is 0 for 3 in the game. Bresler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Caveney pinch hits for Kurt Walker. Ike Caveney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caveney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bresler moves to second. One out. Sam Bone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bone is 0 for 3 in the game. Bone hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Freiberg. Bone reaches second base with a double. Bresler moves to third. Frank Brugge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brugge is 0 for 3 in the game. Brugge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moranville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bresler scores. Two outs. It's 13-3, Cubs. Neil Brady is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brady is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brady hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 13, and Cincinnati Reds, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.